The shit.
We're starting an interview with Neil Welliver's house near Lincolnville, Maine. This is November 14, '96. Ross Brown, the interviewer. Maybe talk a bit about just your beginnings and earlier memories. What was your family? Where were you?
Family was split. I was reared by my maternal grandparents, mm-hmm. I was in the court. They were made my charge. I was made their charge.
Yeah, you were ward of the court.
And so it was in effect in those days like adoption. So my grandparents reared me. My mother remarried a minister. God help us all. And I was adopted again. And
by him. Okay.
Yep. By him. By
this is where in
Pennsylvania.
Where in a small place?
Bloomsburg Court is where it happened. And it was all done, and his name was Ely. And the judge said, "Now you want to change your name to Ely?" I said, "No, don't." Dug in my heels. And he said, "Why?" I said, "Can you imagine being called Neil Ely?" And the judge laughed.
How old were you?
I can't tell you.
Not very old.
No. Old enough to know that I didn't want to do that. And so it was poor, very, very fucking poor, and painful childhood by anyone's standard.
Was schooling anything?
I didn't do a fucking thing in school. No. Nothing. But when I was 14, I'd read the whole high school library encyclopedia secretly. My mother let me build a little apparatus for under the covers, and I would run a cord down, had a light bulb in there. I would read till 4 in the morning. Encyclopedias, dictionaries, all the classics, everything else. So I was a complete autodidact. I didn't do a goddamn thing in school. I knew I had to get a D to pass, and that's what I did.
Was your mother encouraging in this sort of thing? Like?
She was just threw up her hands, right?
Yeah.
Because I was extremely independent, totally. And wasn't much she could do about it. That very night, they hated me in the school, of course. I remember we were doing symbols and valences in 11th grade, and I'm reading, they're doing it, and the guy goes over and said, "You're reading Herodotus." I said, "That's right. Have you ever read it?" He said, "No." So I said, "It's Travels in Egypt. Have you ever read that?" He said, "No." I said, "It's a great book." I'd go right back and do it. And the last year in school, a new principal came, and who had a son who was mute, and so he had a very curious way of speaking. He would nod his head and talk to you, and he went to my mother and said, "Your son's very intelligent," and to which I'm sure she said, "What?" He said, "I'd like to test him." So I went, I remember the test like yesterday, I went to his office 5 days, 8:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the afternoon. No multiple choice, no true and false. And we started in Mesopotamia and went to Egypt and to Rome and to Greece and to Rome and to medieval Europe and to medieval England and here. And it was an essay, and I just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote like a Sears Roebuck catalog. Bump, 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 bump. And I tested off the chart up by the ceiling, because the whole thing was how much you know and how well did you retain it. I retained everything. Then I could have gone anywhere to college. Anywhere. And an uncle of mine who ostensibly had money, who was a bullshit artist, came and we met in the parlor, and he said, "I heard about your test," and I'm thinking, not from me, buddy, because I didn't tell anyone. He said, "I'll make you a proposition." He said, "If you'll go to an Ivy League school and do pre-med, go to an Ivy League medical school, I'll pay for it." I said, "I want to be an artist, like a cartoon balloon out in front of me." It was the first time I'd ever said it to myself or to anyone else.
So you really hadn't, but you did want to be an artist by then.
Absolute internal gut, but not conscious, right?
Yeah.
And then I went off to art school.
But had you done much?
Continuous, endless, all the time.
Imagination?
Yeah, and observation both. Yeah. And then when I went to art school, I never paid a cent of tuition in my life, because it was all, you know, they'd see the test, fellowship, scholarship, whatever you wanted to do.
So you went where to art school?
I went to the, it was then called the Philadelphia Museum College.
Yeah.